The investigation of the Khobar Towers bombing has taken a new turn. 19 American servicemen were killed in the attack on an American complex in Saudi Arabia. Yesterday, after 5 years, 14 people were indicted. The Justice Department was rushing to get the indictments, lawyers had deadlines, and so did FBI Director Louis Freeh, NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
The tanker truck that drove up to the American compound on June 25, 1996, contained 5,000 pounds of explosives, far more than was used in the Oklahoma City bombing. The nighttime explosion left 19 American Air Force personnel dead and 382 other Americans wounded. For 5 years, the FBI has been trying to track down the culprits. Yesterday, a federal grand jury in Virginia indicted 13 Saudi Arabians and one unnamed Lebanese chemist on charges of murder, conspiracy to murder, and using a weapon of mass destruction. Attorney General John Ashcroft said the defendants were part of the militant Islamic group Hezbollah. The grand jury did not indict officials from the Iranian government, but the indictment claims that people in that government inspired, supported, and supervised the men.
In particular, the indictment alleges that the charged defendants reported their surveillance activities to Iranian officials and were supported and directed in those activities by Iranian officials.
Some analysts say the U.S. government backed away from charging Iranian officials for political reasons. FBI Director Louis Freeh dismissed that notion.
Diplomatic considerations played no part. I want to emphasize very strongly that this was a charging decision following the standards of evidence and following the protocols that are normally observed in this case.
Freeh said that the FBI could not find the evidence needed to indict anyone else at this time, although he said the investigation is still open and more indictments could be added. Part of the problem was time. There is a 5-year statute of limitations on some of the conspiracy charges, and that deadline is Monday. The most serious charges, involving capital murder, do not have statute of limitations restrictions. From the start, the investigation was troubled, a fact that Freeh readily acknowledged. FBI agents hit one brick wall after another from the Saudi investigative service. For months, according to Buck Revelle, a former senior FBI official, American agents were blocked from interviewing suspects and witnesses.
The Saudis wanted to conduct the interviews of all Saudi nationals and essentially provide that information to the Bureau rather than having the agents with first-hand access. And that's very difficult. You can't really transmit through an intermediary all the questions you need to ask and follow up on information that's developed during an interview.
A situation, he says, the FBI often faces abroad. Now, not all of the defendants are in custody, and none is in the U.S. Indeed, Freeh said he felt confident the defendants would face trial, although not necessarily in a U.S. court. Buck Revelle.
The Saudis might feel it's a matter of sovereignty, and since it's their nationals, insist upon the trial being held in Saudi Arabia. That would be difficult to overcome.
Still, the indictments must be a huge personal triumph for Louis Freeh. The director has made several trips to Saudi Arabia and spent time with family members of victims. Yesterday, he told those families, this indictment does not mean the end of the case.
The book is never closed here, that someday, someplace, somewhere, there may be a knock on their window or maybe not a knock, and some FBI agent, perhaps with a partner, is going to take them into custody. And if that crime is 20 or 30 years old and we could still prosecute it, that person will be prosecuted.
Which will be well after Freeh's time. He's leaving the FBI by the end of the month, and after a rocky few weeks, he's leaving on a high note. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.